Hello and welcome to the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. Today we're joined by Rahil Ritiwala, Chief Strategy Officer at Productive Edge. Rahil, could you start the podcast off by telling us a little bit about yourself, your journey at Productive Edge, and the role you play there?
Thank you for having me. My 25-year journey in the tech industry largely has revolved around data and analytics, and I've been incredibly fortunate to have spent the last 10 years working with healthcare organizations applying analytics and AI in their businesses. My last 6+ years at Productive Edge have been incredibly rewarding. We've had the opportunity to lead multiple initiatives that bridge the gap between cutting-edge technology and healthcare solutions. Our goal has really always been to enhance healthcare delivery through innovation, focusing on making technology accessible and actionable for healthcare providers.
In what ways do you see AI reshaping healthcare's everyday operations, and what immediate benefits might this bring to our healthcare providers and their patients?
So AI fundamentally transforms healthcare by improving diagnostics, which of course many healthcare providers have been using for a very long time. But increasingly it's about personalizing patient care and engagement, intelligently delivering healthcare services to the right patients at the right time, and then optimizing operational efficiency. Though AI has, as I said, been utilized broadly in healthcare, one immediate benefit is the significant enhancement in patient outcomes through predictive analytics, enabling early intervention. And for healthcare providers specifically, AI-driven tools streamline processes, they reduce burnout and allow more focused time on patient care. And we're seeing a significant innovation happen in that particular area. So for me, the synergy between improving provider efficiency and personalizing patient care is mainly where AI's impact is most profound and really largely exciting to be part of.
Could you pinpoint some of the major hurdles healthcare organizations encounter while considering or actively going through adopting AI technologies?
Yeah, sure. I think largely it starts with just understanding, you know, a strategic impact. How can I link my strategic goals to AI objectives and AI sort of initiatives? And how will AI drive my business goals? A lot of times it's important to understand, step back and make sure that we're tying back any investments to a strategic impact. The other one is just the maturity of the technology. It's exciting to see the rapid pace of innovation, but we have to ask ourselves, does the underlying technology required for a particular use case that I'm envisioning actually exist? Has it been proven? And, in real world applications. And then lastly, I would say it's really about, understanding, can I integrate AI, whatever that use case is, and the technology is, can I integrate that into my existing systems and technology infrastructure and my workflows? And can that actually happen with the change management to make sure that the people that are involved in the process are enabled to successfully benefit from the AI application?
How does Productive Edge help providers navigate these complexities to harness AI's full potential?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, from a Productive Edge perspective, we distinguish ourselves by focusing largely on acceleration. Our goal working with healthcare providers is to get them from concept to solution faster and more effectively. And to do so, we've actually created what we call solution accelerators, which are a dynamic mix of PE's starter AI technology, our strategy accelerators, and our select best-in-class partner technologies, all which have been designed to deliver specific impactful outcomes rapidly. So, we start with focusing on very specific areas we know that many organizations are struggling from. So things like areas like improving member patient experience, removing inefficiencies to reduce costs and the admin burden, and then improving care management. Our solution accelerators are laser focused on helping our clients rapidly create the right solutions to address those challenges and do so in a way that meets them where they are, ensures that these are scalable, that they'll actually drive value, and are strategically created in a way that can lift the organization's maturity as a whole in the adoption of AI itself.
What strategies do you recommend healthcare organizations adopt to overcome these challenges? How can they not just adapt, but also lead in the next wave of AI innovation in healthcare?
Yeah, well, I'll do a shameless plug of my recently released book called Transforming Healthcare with AI, Your Definitive Guide for Creating an AI Strategy, which really addresses this exact question that you asked. If you think about AI and thinking of it as a strategic initiative within your organization, I think it should start by really focusing on use cases, understanding which use cases should I go after first and why, And to do so, I think, you know, one of the ways I talk to clients about thinking about use cases is think about what is currently possible, then think about what is just over the horizon, and then what is aspirational. So when you think about what is currently possible, some use cases that may come into consideration, for example, are AI-powered medication adherence alerts that predict when patients are likely to miss doses. And these are based on proven machine learning models, but it's not just about machine learning models. It's also the fact that existing targeted intervention programs exist to improve the adherence. So when you combine the two together, you actually have something you can go after today. But when you think about just over the horizon, on the other hand, you know, you might have a system, an AI system that suggests, let's say, cost-effective medication substitution, considering a patient's specific insurance formulary and medical history. While recommendation engines are themselves pretty mature, integrating these kinds of recommendation engines for that purpose and accounting for the nuances of a patient's health plan might require some tailoring still. So it's something that's just over the horizon. If it's a use case, you should consider going after it. But there are some that are just truly aspirational still. So for example, an AI-powered conversational assistant, which of course we all have seen and use probably and like, you know, and enjoy using, you can have that triage a patient question, you know, and have questions about medications, you know, during the triage process. And that's possible, but making sure that any medical advice given that is safe and accurate still requires exceptional capabilities that just don't exist yet. So I wouldn't necessarily go into those kinds of use cases right away. When you should really think about what is currently possible, what's just over the horizon, and start going back, and then use the framework like tying things back to strategic objectives. How do you think about existing applications? How do you think about worse workflows? And then change management. When you kind of bring that together, it kind of gives you a framework for going after AI in a more scalable and sustainable way.
Well, Raheel, thank you so much for joining us today on the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. And thank you so much for the informative conversation. You have a great rest of your day.
Thank you very much. Great to be here.
My pleasure.